Look at the three large headdress masks on one side of this case. They're made of wood, paint, and dried plant fibers that look like straw. The plant fibers hung down over the faces of the men who wore these masks. They were young men of the Yaka people and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Girls and women weren't allowed to see this sort of headdress, called a Koluka mask. Boys made them at the end of their initiation period and wore them to dance for the other men and boys. The performance acted out the different roles of men and women. Symbolically, these boys left childhood behind to be reborn as men. This transformation happened in an initiation camp away from the boys' families. During their initiation, the boys faced tests of strength and endurance. They also learned about their people's history, society, and religion. This once took up to 3 years. Today, Yaka initiations last as little as a week because of the demands of school and modern life. Koluka masks didn't usually survive like these three. The men burned them at the end of initiation. The next generation of boys would then use some of the ashes to make their own masks.